I think that's how we become better. I mean, most of my stories are about failure and stuff I've screwed up on, and I appreciate that I've had that failure, and I appreciate that I had parents that didn't bail me out. All right, everybody. Welcome to the Nick Middle Life and Leadership Podcast. Trina, thanks for joining me again.
You're welcome.
Got a busy day today.
Yep.
Got a lot going on. So, going to talk about something a little different today. Going to tell a story I haven't told in years.
Oh.
And so it's about crews.
Okay.
And to give you a little hint, he's going to win a fish. And he's going to name him Stitch. Do you remember that?
Yes.
Do you remember how old he was?
I looked at this picture recently because I was looking through old pictures. Was he 6?
He was 6 years old.
Okay.
Yeah, so what's the date? I mean, you got the first one right.
It was in the fall.
That's right. You're doing good. Keep going.
How do you know the date?
Well, I researched. Some of us have to work for a living.
You had to research on my phone to find this information.
No, this is on mine. This was all on mine.
I have no idea. It was probably in the October months because it was in like a fall festival thing.
It was a fall festival. It was actually November 3rd.
Oh.
Do you remember the year?
Oh, heavens no.
Of course you do. It's 2013.
That would require math. Oh, okay.
Well, we won't go there. But yeah, November 3rd, 2013, we went to a fall festival. Cruz mm-hmm. was 6. Elle was 9 or 8.
No, they're only 18 months apart.
Yeah, so she'd be 8. Do you remember what Cruz dressed up as?
No.
So he was a fireman. Oh. No, he was a policeman. He's a policeman.
Okay.
Do you remember what Elle dressed up as?
No, they dressed up every day at home, so I have no idea.
Yeah, that's true. But so a fall festival is basically a Halloween party at a church. We don't call it Halloween.
Right.
And we went, it was a friend's of ours church, mm-hmm. Todd and Tisha's, mm-hmm. and you know, you go there and there's hot dogs and then there's all types of bouncy houses and
yeah.
games.
Little carnival games.
Yeah.
It's like a mini carnival. They
fill up the gym with fun stuff to do and kids can win a prize and get some candy, sugar up, and we send them home, right?
Mm-hmm.
So we show up and Elle could take or leave it. You know, she enjoyed that kind of stuff, but not like Cruz.
No.
I mean, Cruz was serious. And he looked at all the games and, yeah, he was going to do the bouncy house and he was going to do all this stuff. But in one of the rooms, they had, I want to say it was 25 goldfish bowls. You remember this?
Yes.
They had 25 goldfish bowls and they all had blue water except 3 of them. They'd filled them up with water and they had put blue food coloring in them.
Mm-hmm.
And 3 of them was orange
mm-hmm.
food coloring.
Mm-hmm.
Or I guess yellow and red, right? Yellow and red makes orange. Yeah. And so the idea was you had to take a ping pong ball and you had to toss it into the fish bowl and if you got it in a blue water, you got a Tootsie Roll. Okay.
Okay.
But if you got it in the orange water, you got a goldfish.
Yeah.
And they had 25 goldfish. So when 25 people won, they're out.
Right.
You know? And I mean, Cruz saw this 6 years old policeman.
Mm-hmm.
And he looked at me and he said, Dad, I'm going to win a fish and I'm going to name him Stitch. And I don't know where he got Stitch, because there was a cartoon, Lilo and Stitch, but they didn't watch that.
Milo and Stitch. Yeah, that
Milo,
wasn't, I don't
yeah.
think that was out yet.
I don't know, but he didn't watch it. I don't know where he got Stitch, but I mean, he was determined.
Yes.
And he was like the youngest kid playing. Most of those boys playing were like 11 years old.
Mm-hmm.
And I remember he got up there and he waited in line. And, you know, there's 20 kids in line and every time he sees somebody wins, he knows that's one goldfish.
Less.
Yeah. And so pressure's on.
Math skills are phenomenal. Yes.
Oh, he knew the math. And he gets up there and you get 3 golf balls, or not golf balls, ping pong balls. And he tosses the 3 and 2 of them, poor kid, they didn't even make it toward the toward the goldfish bowls, but then one of them did, and it bounced around, it rimmed out, and then it went in the blue water, and he got a Tootsie Roll. And I mean, do you remember his head hit his chin?
Mm-hmm.
Or his chin hit his chest. And just crocodile tears.
Yeah.
I mean, he didn't throw a fit.
No, he was just so disappointed.
Heartbroken. Yeah. Oh, my goodness. But we said, Cruz, you can have another chance. So get back in line. So, okay. And the little sweet lady running it was giving him a Tootsie Roll. He didn't want a Tootsie Roll.
No.
I didn't come here to get a Tootsie Roll. I came here to win a fish.
Yeah.
And I want to name him Stitch. And so he gets back in line, and he looks at me. He goes, Dad, I'm going to win a fish, and I'm going to name him Stitch. I said, all right, buddy. So he goes through line. And meanwhile, these bigger kids, they're just winning fish. And that's the only game he played all night.
Yeah.
And every time he got up, he would miss. He would not get the orange water. And he would have these, he had a box of Tootsie Rolls that he did not want. And he's just heartbroken every time. Chin would hit his chest. Crocodile tears, get back in line, and he knew he was running out of time. And now the game's almost over. And I mean, by now, all the other parents, everybody in the room, there was lots of adults, even the kids, we're just praying that he gets one in the orange water.
Yes.
And I mean, everybody's cheering for this little policeman. And the last time up with the last ball, he gets one in the orange water. And I mean, there were tears of joy.
Of joy,
there
were.
There was just tears of joy. And as a father, I was just so proud because, you know, he had set a goal and he'd accomplished it.
Are you tearing up?
I am a little bit. But there's some dust in the air. You had a diffuser on earlier with a, some weird oil in it. So I blame you, But even now, it's just, to see your kids struggle,
mm-hmm.
but then to see them accomplish something, it just, it did my heart good.
Well, because they would have given him the fish.
Well,
sure. But you want him to earn it.
Want him to earn it.
Because he would be more proud of the fish if he earned it than if it was given to him.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, I think there's something to that. I think in life, and this isn't a parenting podcast, and we're not the individuals to have that conversation. We think our kids are good, but we don't know yet.
That's why I listen to lots of parenting podcasts every day.
Right. But you know, I think there's something magical in the struggle. We want our kids to be successful, but the challenge is in the struggle. They need to earn it.
Yes.
One of the things I talk about in my workshops a lot is the sense of entitlement. You know, everybody gets a ribbon, everybody gets a trophy, and we don't keep score anymore. And man, it's creating some real issues in the workplace because now everybody's like, well, golly, I've been here for 6 weeks. Why aren't I the boss?
Yes.
I was on an airplane one time, and I was sitting in the back of the airplane, and there was this gal sitting next to me, a young gal, and she'd just gotten out of law school.
Mm-hmm.
And she said, well, what do you do? And I said, I go around the country and I work with contractors and, you know, I teach work ethic to a generation that grew up on Starbucks and iPads. And I talk about entitlement and initiative and work ethic and all these different things. And I was trying to tell her what I did without offending her. And she just said, oh, good. I'm so glad you were talking about that because these old guys – just don't get it. And I'm like, uh-oh.
Old guys like younger than you?
Well, no. She was talking about her boss.
Oh.
And I'm like, I've miscommunicated here. So I just shut up and listen, mm-hmm. like we talked about a couple weeks ago. And she said, yeah. She said, you know, I've been out of law school for several weeks.
Oh.
And these two old brothers that started the law firm, they just want to keep it all to themselves. And they don't listen to my ideas, and it's so frustrating, and I am so glad that you're driving around the country, you're flying around the country, and you're talking to people and telling them that they need to appreciate us. And she said, all I want, and now I'm just loving it. She said, all I want is to be able to choose my own schedule, make my own hours. I want a seat on the board, and I want a little bit of ownership. Is that too much to ask? And I asked her, and I said, well, how long are these old guys been doing this? And she said, oh, they started the company like 50 years ago.
Mm.
And they think they just own everything. And, you know, I could have gone into a dark place. But luckily our flight landed and I jumped off. Wished her well.
Yes.
But no, I think there's something magical about the struggle. We've got to let our kids, even our employees, struggle so that when they do have success, they appreciate it. It's theirs. They've earned it. They own it. So Cruz wins a goldfish.
Yes.
But you don't get to pick up the goldfish in that moment.
No.
Because they're still using the bowls.
Yes.
And there was a couple fish that haven't been claimed yet. So they put his name on a little list.
Mm-hmm.
And they said, in 20 minutes, you can come back. That was the longest 20 minutes of his life. Because there was a great big clock in this hall. And he kept looking at it, like every 30 seconds, Dad, is it time? I'm like, no, when the big hand gets, it was like, you know, at 8:30, we could come pick him up.
Yeah.
Because that's when it ended. And so finally, it was 8:30. I said, all right, let's go get our fish. And when we went to get our fish, it's like all these bigger boys are leaving with they've got a fish in a Ziploc bag.
In a bag, yeah.
And a goldfish bowl.
Yeah.
It's a complete package deal. And I mean, he is watching these fish leave, and we're at the end of the line because we waited until 8:30.
Yes.
And we get in there, and they're handing out these fish. I mean, he is so excited. And the lady looks at him, and he said, I'm Cruz. And he points to his name on that list. And I see this devastated look. Do you remember?
Yes.
This breaks my heart, but I see this devastated look on this woman's face.
Mm-hmm. Amy.
No, it wasn't. I don't think Amy was. Was Amy working it? I think Amy.
Maybe she was. Was she,
Amy was later in the story.
Okay.
And she looks up at me, and I didn't really know what was going on because I kind of stood back and I let Cruz go collect his fish. And she looked up at me, and I could just see in her eyes there was this desperate cry for help.
Yeah.
And they had, well, what had happened?
They'd given them all out.
Yeah. They'd run out of fish.
Yes.
They miscounted.
Yes.
And he was last.
Yeah.
And they had to tell him no.
Yep.
And I mean,
hard.
Oh, it breaks my heart now. But and I just kind of, I didn't step in and save them. Because I was like, well, you dug this grave, you know, it's going to be yours.
You're like, yes, we don't have a fish at home now.
No, I wanted him to have his fish. I knew we'd probably flush it in a week, but I wanted him to have one. And I mean, devastated.
Yeah.
He was devastated.
Yes, yes.
And they gave him 20 pounds of Tootsie Rolls. They gave him all of their candy. Right. They said, take it all. And he said, I don't want it.
Care less.
And I mean, he was just heartbroken.
Yeah.
And I don't know why I'm having a hard time telling this story.
You're very emotional.
Did you put something in my coffee?
Nothing. I didn't mess with it.
You gave me a cleanse pill about 3 days ago. And that's been wreaking havoc on me. She didn't even warn me, guys. I'd been gone. I've been traveling a lot. And she's like, you know, Trina really likes to make sure everybody's regular in the house. And so she's like, well, how's
it? I'm going to walk out.
Yeah, well, here we are. But she's like, you know, well, so she didn't even warn me. And she just slipped a pill in my.
I warned you.
You did not. You. Yeah, you were too subtle if you did warn me. But for the next 24 hours, I thought I was going to die. And finally, I'm like, I think I need something because something's going on. I don't know if I ate something. And she said, oh, well, good. That pill's working. And I'm like, what pill? And she said, oh, well, I gave you a pill. I told you. I'm like, you did not tell me. I would have remembered if I was getting ready to do this to myself. But I think that's playing havoc on my emotions now.
Redirect.
But so we left. And I remember that little boy just cried his eyes out all the way home.
Yes.
And he was just devastated. And we talked about going to Walmart and fixing it.
Yes.
Because that's what we naturally want to do.
I mean, it was 23 cents.
It's a quarter.
Would have been easy.
Right.
I don't think Walmart was open that late at that time, though. I do remember that part.
Well, it was 24 hours, so.
I don't think they were back then, but anyway.
Yeah, I mean, this isn't 1973. It's 2013. But, I mean, it was bedtime. And
yeah.
And I remember you and I talked, and we also knew life isn't fair. Life isn't fair. And this sometimes you'd play the game by the rules and you still lose. And sometimes you can do everything right and it just don't work out. And we just, we didn't, and maybe it was too soon, but we didn't want to take this life lesson away from him. Oh, he was devastated. And I know Grandma and Grandpa wanted to fix it and Grammy and Pops wanted to fix it. And we said, no, let's just give this some time. And
yes.
So I put the story on Facebook. That's how I knew that's how I knew the date. I don't have that good of a memory, but I put the story on Facebook, and I just said, you know, sometimes you don't get what you want. You know, this is just part of it. And what happened the next day? You remember?
Amy showed up at the door.
And who's Amy?
She was our friend that was there that night, and her daughter got a fish. Sadie got a fish, and she saw the whole thing go down.
Oh, everybody did.
And she lived close to us, and yeah.
So she showed up at the door.
She did.
They had gone and got a fish.
Bought Cruz a fish.
They bought Cruz a fish.
Yeah.
And I mean, made
his day.
Day. And I actually took a picture.
I thought it was that night, but it was the next day. It was the next day. Okay.
Oh, no, because it was a long night.
That's right. That's
devastating.
Right.
Devastating. Yes. Oh, my goodness. But it absolutely made his day. But who else's day did it make?
Ours.
Well, ours. But what about Amy's daughter?
Oh, yes. Sadie, yes. Very much so. I mean,
and that's why I'm glad we didn't step in.
Yeah.
Because we would have robbed them of that blessing.
Mm-hmm.
And so we kind of let that play out. But I remember he got his fish the next day and got his goldfish bowl. And I've actually got a picture, and I'm going to post it on Facebook of him just nose to the glass staring at
Stitch. He could hardly go to sleep that night.
Oh, my goodness. Absolutely. And then that weekend, we came home. We came here to Corn to visit your folks. And when we had gotten back, do you remember what had happened?
No.
Yeah, I didn't either until I read the story. But the next – so that weekend – my parents broke in our house.
Okay.
They had gone to Walmart, and they bought them a fish tank. And it had LED lights and a filter.
Oh.
And they had set it all up, and they had put
Stitch in there. Because I'm like, did he live through the weekend? I don't remember this.
Yeah, at that time he did. And then they bought Elle a goldfish, too, because they thought she needs to have one, too. Do you remember what she named her goldfish?
No.
I asked her this morning, because she said, Dad, what are you going to talk about in your podcast? And I said, oh, I'm going to tell the Stitch story. And I said, what did you name your goldfish? She's like, I don't know. She named it Sea Brisket. Do you remember?
Now I do. I should have gotten to read the story to be more prepared.
But yeah, she named it not Sea Biscuit. It's Sea Brisket. And I remember she's like, I want to name it Sea Brisket. And I was like, why?
Why?
She's like, that's what I want to name it. And I was like, do you mean Sea Biscuit? She's like, no. Why would I name it Sea Biscuit? She's just Sea Brisket. I guess goldfish is the brisket of the sea. I don't know.
Who knows?
I don't know. But they had those fish. They were so excited. And
they lived a long time.
Oh, yeah.
A very long time.
We tried to kill them. I'm pretty sure. Because they're stinking up the house.
Yes, I was. Yes.
We don't do house pets.
No.
We don't. But what's the takeaway to that little story? I know it's a cute little story.
No, I ask you what's the takeaway and then you finish.
I was going to let you fill in some of the gaps because, you know.
No.
I mean.
But I probably need the message more than anyone.
How's that?
That struggle is good, and it brings the reward. Given when things are given to you, there is not a reward.
Yeah. Well, and I think we
there creates the entitlement.
Yeah, I think we rob people of the struggle. I think, And we see it, and you guys see it in everybody's lives. We have a society where everything's instant. We don't wait for anything. If we need something, I mean, if you live in Corn, Oklahoma, we'll get it in 2 days. If you live in, they used to do 3-hour delivery on Amazon, and there's definitely conveniences, but there's I remember I had a workshop in Houston, and I was gone all week, and I was going from Houston then to Portland and who knows where, but I was going to be gone all week. And I get into Houston and I'm unpacking my bag, getting ready to, I'd just gotten there. I'm getting ready to go to bed, and I didn't pack any underwear. You remember this?
Yes, I do.
And luckily,
Amazon 2-hour.
Amazon, yeah, I think it was
3-hour. Had it at your hotel. Delivery.
But no, I actually had it delivered to my workshop because I didn't want to deliver it that night. I was going to bed.
Yeah, you said that.
So I probably washed my underwear in the sink and dried them. And then I remember the next morning, they walk into the workshop and they're like, "Do you have a package?" And I was like, "Yeah, don't open that." But so I mean, sometimes those conveniences are great, yes. But I think there's something magical about the struggle. I think Cruz was so much more proud of that fish because he won it, and Sadie got to be a hero in that story. Yeah. And I think as parents, we want to sweep in and we want to take away the pain from our kids. And man, I think a little bit of pain's okay.
Yeah.
You know, our kids are going to see loss.
Mm-hmm.
And I hear often it's when a pet starts to get sick or old, then it magically flies off to heaven, and that kid never experiences that pet's death. And I'm like, you know, someday that kid's going to have to bury a parent. I mean, we should probably teach them about life and death while they can handle it when it's about a pet. But where are we trying to take away the pain in our kids' lives? But then also then come back to our employees. And this is what I teach in my workshops is, you know, life has consequences. We make bad decisions. Bad things happen. You know, you do stupid things. You win stupid prizes. And I think that's how we become better. I mean, most of my stories are about failure and stuff I've screwed up on, and I appreciate that I've had that failure, and I appreciate that I had parents that didn't bail me out or didn't try to, because then we lose the lesson. So maybe that's the takeaway.
Yeah.
You got anything else?
No, it's good stuff.
Well, I haven't ever told that story, but I saw that picture when you were looking through those pictures.
Yeah, I've been looking through old pictures.
For senior stuff, and I saw that picture of that goldfish bowl, and I thought, oh, that's a good story.
Yeah.
So, all right, guys. Till next time. Take care.